Heyo, 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 heyo. Welcome. Welcome to this month's series, Theology Matters. If you've been craving a deeper dive into Christian theology, this series is one you don't want to miss. I'm excited to dive into the topic of theology, why it matters, and how it affects our everyday walks as Christian women. In today's series intro, I'm going to answer the questions, what is theology? Why does theology matter? Do we need theology to grow as Christian women? Throughout the series, I'll also introduce some topics that I believe are crucial for all Christian women to consider and confidently grow in. I'll end today's episode with an intro to those topics, the ones that we'll cover throughout the rest of the series, and then I'll give you a little sneak peek into who you're going to be hearing from, what we're discussing during this month's series, and all the jazz. I also have an important announcement to make about the podcast that I will actually start with. I won't leave you waiting until the very end. I'm going to share what you need to know about this specific podcast, what is happening, what's going to happen, and what you can expect going forward. So stick with me. I hope you consider sharing today's episode with your friends, your family, your small group sisters, and really any other women who will be growing deeper in their own relationship and knowledge and understanding of God and our Christian faith. So without further ado, let's do it.
You're now listening to Her Renewed Strength, the podcast. A place where you, my sisters in Christ, are encouraged to walk by faith and equipped to live well, steward well, and set your minds on eternity. I'm your host, Erica Diaz-Castro, your Jesus-loving Puerto Rican life coach. If you're tired of living a life burdened by anxiety, burnout, or overwhelm, if you're ready to do more of what you love, create more space for the things and people that matter most, and better steward the gifts and resources God graced you with, if you want coaching, encouragement, fellowship, and just a friend to help you shift your perspective from the temporal to the eternal, you're in the right place. Grab a coffee, journal, and a pen. Let's invite the Holy Spirit to the party, and let's dig into today's episode.
Well, thanks for being here. I'm glad you stuck with me. I'm going to jump right into that announcement because I just think it's better to get it out of the way. This is a five-part series, 5 weeks. This week is week one, and then we'll have 4 consecutive weeks of this series to follow. And then I'm going to be taking a break from the podcast. So the podcast will be in kind of like a season finale mode with this series. It's kind of weird to say that because I've never taken a break in the last almost 3 years, but it is time. The Lord has given me peace about it. I have prayed about this. I'm grateful I get to do this. And when I return to the podcast, which will be the end of the summer, I'll be sending emails. If you're on the newsletter email list, then you'll get those. If you're inside the community, I'll share that too. Once we return, the focus will really be on Bible study, theology, apologetics. These are the things that I'm so focused on in every other area of my life, in my relationships, in my studies, in the work that I do outside of Her Renewed Strength, literally everywhere. And while it has been the motivation for what we do on Her Renewed Strength inside of the organization, getting women in God's Word, the way that we do that is going to shift. So I won't be talking about time management, productivity. You might already notice that the podcast art cover is different. We're going to focus on getting women in God's Word and helping women grow in their faith, right? This series is speaking to that. This is somewhat of a segue into this shift, and everything that we do after this will really just focus on that and highlight that and help you grow in your knowledge and understanding of God, because it is so crucial. It is so crucial. And of course, theology begins with God's Word as our firm foundation. So I hope that you'll stick with me as we continue to grow in what we're doing in service to the Lord and for his kingdom and for his glory. Because making these shifts and adjustments, they are not easy. They're not like the first thing on my mind, especially when the Lord's prompting me to do things that are not aligned with my own plan, but they are necessary. And I'm excited for what the Lord's going to do. So if you have any questions regarding theology or Bible study and you want to send those in because you want me to talk about them on the podcast, or if there are any particular guests that you want to see on the podcast, please send your ideas, erica@herrenewedstrength.com. I'm excited to hear from you. If you're inside the community or if you get my weekly emails, that's how we can stay connected. And I'm just looking forward to what the Lord is doing. So now we can shift into talking about why theology matters. But before we do, let's define theology. I think it's important to start with definitions. One of the things that I needed to do in an assignment was define theology and have a response to a particular book that I read. And I've read multiple books on the topic of what theology is, Christian theology specifically, etc. And I have some thoughts. I pulled some quotes from the books that I've read, and I wanted to share those with you before providing a formal definition. Theology is a second-tier dialogue, always in submission to God's first-tier revelation. And this is coming out of the book, A Practical Primer on Theological Method, written by Glenn R. Kreider and Michael J. Spiegel. You can find it on page 37 in case you pick up the book. But what they're saying is theology is the conversation that submits to God's word, which is God's first tier revelation. God revealed himself in his word to us. He actually took the time to give the words to human authors so that they could communicate in human language to the rest of mankind in an effort to help us humans know him, understand who he is. And of course, we're never going to fully know God. We're never going to fully understand God. We never fully understand or know anyone. Even if you've been married 50 years, you're always learning something new about the person, right? Theology is the dialogue that happens in submission to God's first tier revelation. Another quote that I pulled from that same book says, defining theology as, quote, the study of God, end quote, confused this relationship, that relationship of second-tier dialogue to first-tier revelation. It continues to say, we are unable to study God directly as an object of inquiry, but we can study, reflect on, and dialogue about what God reveals to us. What they're saying is that the study of God, defining theology as a study of God, makes it confusing for us to have that proper relationship. Some people put theology over the Bible, when actually we can't be studying God as if God is an object. God is not some specimen that we study. We can talk about what God has revealed to us, and we can reflect on it, and we can study what we receive from the Lord, but we can't study the Lord as if the Lord is just something that we can observe. He's not that. I don't know if you've ever thought about God that way, but hopefully not, right? If you have, God willing, this is speaking to you and giving you a proper perspective of the Lord. But what I want to share is that dialogue helps us to know God better, right? Reading God's word, reading his revelation of self to us helps us to know him more. And when we know him more, we can love him. We can trust him. We can submit to him. So what is theology? Sure, the study of God. Absolutely. In Who Needs Theology? An Invitation of the Study of God by Stanley J. Grenz and Roger E. Olson. They define theology as any reflection on the ultimate questions of life that point toward God. They go on to define Christian theology in a very specific way. All right, so theology on its own is defined in this book as any reflection on the ultimate questions of life that point toward God. Questions of life would be like, why am I here? What's my purpose? Does God exist? Why is there suffering? All these questions point toward God. In this same book on page 47, it says, Christian theology is reflecting on and articulating the beliefs about God and the world that Christians share as followers of Jesus Christ for the sake of Christian living. They go on to say, we engage in theology for the purpose of living truth. That is, for the purpose of living in the truth. Therefore, theology is a never-ending enterprise. We need theology not only to remind us of what we believe, we also need it to help us understand how we are to live. So to put it in layman's terms, in case that sentence was too long, Christian theology is when you think about and speak about the beliefs about God and the world that we live in as Christians, we do so for the sake of living in a way that is considered Christian or aligned with Christianity. What does that look like? Well, look at Jesus, right? We want to live more like Jesus. That is what we aim to do as Christians, and we aim to have a heart like Jesus. Can we do that on our own? No. Apart from the Holy Spirit, we cannot. However, when we know the Lord more, right, when we spend time in His Word, when we take the time to approach Him with humility and submit ourselves to the authority of God's word, then we can start to ask better questions and really grow in our understanding of what the Lord has revealed to us so that it changes us. Theology is not just for information. Theology is actually best utilized or it offers the greatest benefit when it changes our hearts and when that change leads to us taking action and living out that change. I saw a quote several years ago that didn't really make sense to me, but now it makes sense. Theology leads to doxology. Doxology is worship. If we can properly know the Lord and see the Lord as He has revealed Himself to us, not just through His word, of course we see Him in nature, right? Like in Romans, we see that is exactly what Paul says. People are without excuse when they ask if there's a God. Of course there is. Creation speaks of a creator. But to know Him more and to really reflect on His word in a way that leads us to ask better questions and get to know Him even more, right? Like a real relationship. When you get to know someone, if you're making a friend or dating, you don't just hang and not talk. No, you get to know each other. You ask each other questions. You share. Well, that is supposed to change us. Heart and mind. So we receive information, we process it, enter into conversations about it, and then it changes our hearts, which in turn leads to us taking action and living it out. I'm going to quote this last quote. This is in Who Needs Theology? An Invitation to the Study of God. In short, theology asks, what must we be, say, and do? And the primary tool we use in answering this question is the biblical message. So again, coming back to how theology submits to God's word, it is not instead of it, it is the result of it. We talk about what God reveals to us through His word, and that helps us to formulate, hopefully, good theology. I hope you've caught on, but my thesis essentially is that I believe we need theology. Why? Because in order to grow as a Christian woman, you must know God more intimately. You must seek the Lord more and ask more questions so that you can better know Him and understand what He has revealed through His written word to us. Because it will transform our minds, which transforms our hearts, which transforms how we live. I really wholeheartedly believe that what we believe shifts us into action or inaction. So if how you live is a result of what you believe, then it would benefit you to have the proper beliefs about God. And any person who asks these questions is engaging in some theological conversation or consideration. So whatever you land on, it's going to lead you into some belief system, which will then influence your decisions. So maybe you're not going to school about this. Maybe you're not teaching a class in your church. Maybe you're not doing any of these things where you wouldn't be in a position, or I'm sorry, where you would be in a position to potentially influence like a larger number of people or engage in some formal discourse about theology. But you better believe that what you think about God affects your faith and what you tell other people about the God you believe in. You better believe that when you are making decisions in your life, they are influenced by how you perceive God and what you understand about him and what you interpret his word to say. Because if you don't, I think you're just deceived. I know that I was for a very long time. And the more I connect with people who have come out of deception, what they share is that they were under some kind of false theology. They were operating in a world where they believed something inaccurate about God, inaccurate about what God's word said, and it influenced them in a negative way. Now, I want to kind of bring this to a close by sharing the topics that we're going to be talking about in the Theology Matters series, because some of these topics might seem out of left field, but they're not. Promise, they are very intentional. The first episode after this one is airing next week, and it's a conversation with Heather Preston, my friend Heather Preston, who's been on the podcast before. And we're going to talk about whether or not you're reading the Bible correctly and how your Bible study affects your walk as a Christian woman. And I kind of have like hinted at that, but she's going to get into the weeds about properly approaching God's word and how in the world you can have an accurate interpretation of scripture. In part three, we'll talk about how your theology impacts your health. And this is a conversation with my girl, Robin Ryan McDonald, who is a fabulous human being, so sweet. And this wasn't even supposed to be a conversation about theology, but it transformed into that. And I can only give credit to the Holy Spirit for leading that conversation, because I definitely did not know it was going to go in the direction that it did. I know you're going to enjoy it. Part four, how your theology influences your family relationships and discipleship. And this is going to be a solo episode for me, so you'll just hear from me on this topic, but I do hope that you'll tune in, because our horizontal relationships are directly impacted by our vertical relationship with the Lord. And then in part five, one of my favorite topics ever, I'm talking apologetics with Shanda Fulbright. This conversation was real good, and she was so ready to just bring it. I mean, when we got off of the conversation and like end of the recording, we continued to talk. It was just such a life-giving conversation. And Shanda really has so much experience, so much appreciation for the branch of theology that is apologetics and how to really live that out. So there's a lot of practical application that you can take away from that episode that I know you are going to benefit from. And these are episodes that you certainly want to share. So let me share about why I chose these topics. Why reading the Bible correctly? Because if you're reading it incorrectly, then your theology is jacked up, point blank. Number two, theology impacting your health, because what you believe about God and what God has said about your body is going to influence your taking care of yourself, how you respond to the things in your life, mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, and it all matters. It all affects everything. How can you live out a calling if you're not well to do so? You can't stop thinking about how unhealthy you are, or you're just straight up sick and you can't do a thing about anything, right? I've been there and I know people who are there. It's very challenging, and you don't want to be on death's doorstep looking back and thinking, man, I could have handled this differently had I just had a different understanding of what importance my health plays in my walk as a Christian woman. The next episode where theology influences your family. Why? Because we are relational. Whether you want to be or not, you are in relationship with somebody. And your theology is influencing that relationship, what you bring to your marriage, what you bring to motherhood, what you bring to your parents, your siblings, your friends. All of these relationships are impacted by what you believe. And I'm going to illustrate that in that episode, which goes live on April 23rd. And then our last episode before we take our little vacation, our little break before season two, is going to be on apologetics, because I believe that the defense of the Christian faith is one responsibility that every Christian has. And I can guarantee that when you listen to that episode, you're going to walk away believing the same thing. So I am excited, to say the least. And I'm excited for the future of Her Renewed Strength. So if you've been with us since day one, thank you. I can't thank you enough, to be honest. I would be just talking to myself if it weren't for you. So thank you for being here. I'm grateful for you, for your faith, for your prayers, for your encouragement. Those of you who have reached out, those of you who haven't, just know that I know that the Lord is using each of you. And I can't wait to meet you in person one day. I can't wait to give you big hugs, whether it's here or in heaven. And I'm just really excited for what the Lord is doing. So this Theology Matters series it's not for me, it's for you. And my prayer is that the Lord will use the words you hear to encourage you, to inspire you, motivate you to action, that you would pursue Him more, that you would just submit more, and that you would be open to shifting your perspective, to identifying where there might be some false theology in your life, and pursuing the Lord for knowledge and understanding that will transform you and help you to live in a way that glorifies Him and aligns with His will over your life. That's all I've got for you today. I'm excited to continue on in this little path. I will share some links in our show notes for just things that we have available: the SOAP Bible study, the community, the Christ-Centered Productivity Framework Mini Hub. It's still available for $37 in case you want to make time for the things that matter and you want to do so in a structured way. And if not, I will see you on the next one. God bless you. Bye.
Hey, sister girl, if you love today's episode, the best way you can show love and support is to leave a written review on Apple Podcasts. This helps other Christian women who want that same support and valuable content actually find the show. Oh, and if you're ready for more and you want to learn about free group Bible study, upcoming events, free courses, and other services, head to herrenewedstrength.com and subscribe to the weekly newsletter to become an insider. You'll get my weekly top 5, extra tips, and bonuses. I'll see you on the inside.